15. Oshima climbs into his Miata and flips on the headlights. As he steps on the accelerator, pebbles shoot up, scraping the bottom of the car. He backs up, then turns round to face the road. He raises his hand in farewell, and I do the same. The brake lights are swallowed up in darkness, the sound of the engine fading. Then it's completely gone, the silence of the forest taking over. I go back into the cabin and bolt the door from the inside. As if it was lying in wait for me, silence wraps itself around me tightly once I'm alone. The night air's so cold it's hard to believe it's early summer, but it's too late to light the stove. All I can do is crawl inside my sleeping bag and get some sleep. My mind's a little spacey from lack of sleep, and my muscles ache from bouncing around in the car for so long. I turn down the light on the lamp. The room dims as the shadows that fill the corners grow more intense. It's too much trouble to change out of my clothes, so I crawl into my sleeping bag with my jeans and yachting jacket on. I close my eyes, but I can't fall asleep, my body dying for rest, while my mind's wide awake. A bird occasionally breaks the silence of the night. Other sounds filter in too, things I can't identify. Something trampling on fallen leaves, something heavy rustling the branches, the sound of a deep breath, the odd, ominous creak of floorboards on the porch. They sound as if they're right near the cabin, an army of invisible creatures that populates the darkness and has me surrounded. And I feel that somebody's watching me. My skin smarts with the sense of eyes boring in on me. My heart beats out a hollow thump. Several times from inside the sleeping bag, I open my eyes a slit and peer around the dimly lit room just to be sure no one else is there. The front door's bolted with that heavy bolt, and the thick curtains at the windows are shut tight. So I'm okay, I tell myself. I'm alone in this room, and no one's gazing in at me through the windows. But still, I can't shake the feeling that I'm being watched. My throat's parched and I'm having trouble breathing. I need to drink some water, but if I do, I'll need to take a leak and that means going outside. I'll have to hold on till morning. Curled up in my sleeping bag, I give a small shake of my head. Are you kidding me? You're like some scared little kid, afraid of the silence and the dark. You're not going to wimp out on me now, are you? You always thought you were tough, but when it hits the fan, you look as though you're about to burst into tears. Look at you. I bet you're going to wet your bed. Ignoring him, I close my eyes tight, zip the bag up to just below my nose, and clear my head. I don't open my eyes for anything. Not when I hear an owl hooting, not when something lands with a thud on the ground outside, not even when I sense something moving inside the cabin. I'm being tested, I tell myself. Oshima spent a few days alone here too, when he was about my age. He must have been scared out of his wits, same as me. That's what he meant by solitude comes in different varieties. Oshima knows very well how I feel being here alone at night, because he's gone through the same thing and felt the same emotions. This thought helps me relax a little. I feel I can trace the shadows of the past that linger here, and imagine myself as a part of it. I take a deep breath, and I fall asleep before I know it.